This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning to the both of you. I don't think this is an organization we've had on the show before. I'm very much looking forward to it.
It's a newbie.
I am too. And I remember when I was a small boy, the garage door was made by these guys.
Wow.
They've been around a while.
Right? I'll be darned. Wow.
That old time.
That was a long time ago.
And the garage door opener.
All right, well, let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Tim Smith. He's the general manager with the Overhead Door Company of Atlanta. Tim, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Tim, before we get into our conversation, quickly inform the audience about you and your background.
Sure. Like I mentioned, Tim Smith, general manager for the Overhead Door Company of Atlanta. I've been in this role for almost 2 years. And I've been able to really see the increase in real estate and home building in the Atlanta market since I've been here, and it's been an exciting time.
Tell us a little bit more about Overhead Door. I'm sure we have listeners who've never heard of the company.
We've been in the Atlanta market since 1935, and we're a growing company. The Atlanta market has been growing, you know, ever since the Olympics came here, and we've kind of grown along with that. One of our main things is to take care of everything from a garage door standpoint in a person's home and make sure that the customer needs are first and foremost whenever we have a need to replace or repair a garage door.
Now, I just want to go on the record. The door that I referred to in the opening was not built in 1935. It's not quite that far back. Tim, give us a broader view of the products. I mean, when I think of garage doors for the home, when I hear of Overhead Door, I know it's more than that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you probably see a lot of the older doors, the old wood doors with glass in them that probably were the style maybe 20 plus years ago. Since then, a lot more options, a lot better ventilation, aesthetics that have changed from colors to fiberglass doors to wood finished doors that really I've broadened the spectrum of when a customer is looking to replace their garage door, it's not just the cookie cutter door that we had 20 years ago. So exciting time for us, a lot more customer options, also a lot more time with the customer as far as the decision-making process when they need to replace their door.
Yeah, more selection definitely means a longer decision period.
Right, and the beauty of that is a lot of people's homes are almost 25% of their fascia of their home is covered or is the garage door. So when you look at that, if you want curb appeal, you want your house to pop compared to somebody else's in your neighborhood, garage door may be a good way to look at that.
Talk a little bit more about the decision-making process. I mean, you could take a simple-minded look and say, hey, I need a new garage door.
Right.
Sure. But, I mean, how do you help somebody think through curb appeal and some of the things you just mentioned?
Right. Obviously, you got the basic. People want the garage door to work and they want it to function. But there's a lot more that goes into that. What type of look you're looking for from an aesthetics standpoint. So the best software and tools we use is when our estimators go out for a free estimate is we will take a picture of your home and the garage. And we can superimpose any one of our garage doors that we have in our line and create a visual of what that garage door will look like
We install it. I can't picture it in my brain.
Right. If you're going to be spending a fair amount of money to do a remodel and you want to see how it looks, that is a great way to say, all right, that door is going to match perfectly to the style of my home and I'm comfortable with making that decision.
That would definitely help to be able to visualize it. Are there specific trends within garage doors? I mean, is there a specific style that's hot right now?
Well, I would say the most popular from an aesthetic standpoint would be the carriage house style look. So it's going to have the exterior hardware on the garage where it looks like the garage door swings open, has handles and straps on it. So it says, this looks like a carriage house style door that may have been on a home 50, 60 years ago. And we can put those aesthetics on there, but still have the upward rolling sectional. So it's convenient, it's reliable from that standpoint.
What about the insulation and green and energy efficiency aspects?
Sure. That is an extremely important portion as far as choosing a garage door. When you go into a home and you're doing a free estimate, some of the things we like to educate our customers on is the importance of insulation. Reason being, especially if you have a living space above your garage, that you want that garage area as insulated as best as possible. So keep the cold out in the winter and keep the heat out in the summer to reduce your heating costs. So one of our better doors is our Thermacore line. It has an 11.76 R value on it, and it's going to be an extremely great door for insulation to keep your heating and cooling costs. And the increased cost of that door versus something that is non-insulated will pay for itself multiple times over by with the life of the door.
All right. Tim Smith will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Tim Smith, GM of Overhead Door Company of Atlanta.
Let's talk a little bit about safety as it relates to garage doors.
Sure. Well, one of the largest safety mechanisms we have as far as a garage door is the garage door opener. Everybody will maybe see the little photo safety eyes at the bottom of the garage door and may think of them, maybe not that important. But that is probably the most crucial thing that we have from a garage door safety standpoint is to make sure that those are functioning properly, mounted in the correct spots on the garage door. What that's going to do in case you're closing your garage door and you decide, let me run out there real quick and skate by. If you trigger that, garage door is going to reverse and make sure that doesn't close on you. That no garage doors are going to be weighing anywhere from 300 to 500 pounds. That obviously you don't want that closing on anybody or anything, whether that's a small animal or a small child or anybody else. A lot of the other safety mechanisms we have on our garage doors, if the garage door were to hit anything across the travel, that is going to reverse. And we do a lot of safety tests on every single garage door we service or install, that we go through every safety mechanism to make sure that that is working properly. So by the time we leave, that we're comfortable that if anything should happen, that the garage door is going to be working in a safe manner.
You just talked about a 300 to 500 pound garage door, and I'm picturing a delicate flower like Carol trying to open one of those things without an opener. Tell us a little bit more about the garage door openers beyond the safety aspect.
Sure. Beyond the safety aspect is what maybe a lot of customers don't know is the springs of the garage door do the majority of the work. The garage door opener is really just going to take it from the open position to the closed position, and the spring does all the heavy lifting. Now, when a spring breaks and the garage door opener is not strong enough typically to pull that garage door up, so we get a lot of calls like that and says, I can't get out of my garage. And rightfully so. They're virtually stuck. So we get out there and immediately repair the spring so we can use the garage door. That would be the biggest portion of the garage door that does have an effect on the opener, and definitely from a safety perspective.
You mentioned service earlier. Do you service doors that you don't install, and how does the rest of your service work?
Absolutely. We service anything and everything under the sun as far as a garage door, and whether that was installed originally by the original home builder and the contractor, or we installed it ourselves. We also service all brands beyond overhead door openers and garage doors, whether that's a LiftMaster garage door. We can do it all. We want to be a one-stop shop for all of our customers.
I know you have some involvement with HomeAid.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some details.
I'll give a little shout-out to Kathy Boylan. She is the head of our Team Impact, and she does a great job of coordinating all of our volunteers for HomeAid to make sure that we're out in the community, we're doing and making an impact on the lives that may be a little less fortunate. So like I said, I've been relatively new into the company and I've seen the impact that we've been able to make. And it is really astonishing, you know, the turnout we get from volunteers between it. It's 10 plus people of field employees doing everything under the sun from making repairs. And it doesn't have to be garage door related to any remodel work we're doing. So a really great effort that we put forth to give back to the community.
So, Tim, we've talked a lot about the doors and the trends, but what about customer service?
Sure, absolutely. That is first and foremost in our minds every single time that we go out to a customer, whether it's repairing, removing, installing. We want to make sure that all the customers' needs are met from the ground up. We get rave reviews online, also internally, from customers said, this is the best home service experience I've ever had. We've had HVAC people, plumbers come out, and we have the most professional, courteous service technicians out there that they've ever had. And that is really a testament to all of our field employees that we do have out there. And it makes me feel good on a daily basis when I see those come back.
All right. Well, Tim, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Overhead Door?
Sure, absolutely. You can go to our website, which is www.overheaddoorcompanyofatlanta.com. You can Google search us with the same name, or our main number is 404-872-3667. We have CSRs entering all of our calls 24/7, and I'd be happy to take your call any time of the day.
Tim Smith, General Manager of the Overhead Door Company of Atlanta. Tim, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That is our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Tim Smith, my co-host, Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.